The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
What's the best part of a Dunkin' Run? The coffee? Is it the coffee or the $1 donut or $2 stuffed bagel minis or $3 sausage, egg, and cheese that you can add to it? The answer, of course, is yes. Time for a Dunkin' Run. $3 offer available on sausage, egg, and cheese sandwich only. Excludes specialty donuts and fancies. Offer valid on medium or larger coffee. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.
Era of the Consortium is the best sci-fi game ever, man, and we totally just paid Steven to say that. Not that it's not true. Check out the Kickstarter for our new tabletop RPG at tinyurl.com/sovkick. We thank Era of the Consortium for their support of this episode.
Anybody else shaking right now?
Oh,
a little.
No, there's too much dust in this room.
This is anger shaking.
Hey,
yeah,
everybody.
That must be over here too.
Hey, everyone. We are recording this immediately after the last week's episode. What'd you think, there, Brian?
That was an experience.
Which part?
I think that end part was the most.
Yeah.
Gripping. Yes. Deciding who's going to go.
Yeah?
The three-way struggle there.
Yeah? Did you enjoy it?
Oh, yeah.
Are you happy with the way it all ended?
I suppose. It's interesting.
It's interesting?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm curious to see where it goes from there.
Yeah? Kev, mm-hmm. What about you? Or Rob, what about you?
Rob's cranky.
Why is Rob cranky?
Because Ket didn't get his way.
Yeah. Every step of the way, Ket's, entire thing is blocked.
His boss isn't going to be happy.
No.
I know at least where there's a well to get down into the...
yeah.
All the way
back.
Have
a grandmother to ask.
Yeah, there you go. Adriana, what about you?
Your grandmother plays D&D?
Ket awesome. Has a grandmother to ask?
Thoughts, reactions.
My girlfriend didn't die.
Yeah,
that's good.
My imaginary girlfriend didn't die, so that's pretty much. I was like really concerned about that.
Yeah, I thought about that too because Rodrigo can be kind of a cruel person when it comes to characters that we love, and it had passed my mind more than a few times.
Yeah,
that she wasn't going to make it out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, good rolls there on that skills challenge.
Oh,
so close.
I think I rolled a 41.
I don't know. I didn't really have to make any hardcore decisions.
You choked Orym out.
That wasn't a hard decision.
That was gonna happen.
Everybody wanted to do that.
Someone was gonna do it. It was just Trell.
Yeah.
It definitely felt like someone was...
Thanksgivings are going to be very uncomfortable for the next millennium.
not if she just keeps doing that.
Orym, nice to see you.
After the first 200 years, he'll probably get it figured out.
Which of these rags I put chloroform in? Here you tell.
But, I didn't have to like make the hardcore decisions, so mostly I felt like I was more of a listener in this episode, trying to see what was going to happen there. What you guys like? I've been waiting for you guys to decide who was going to go. In case listeners didn't understand, but we had no plan beforehand of who was going to go.
Who?
Yeah, I didn't know who was going to go.
Nobody knew who was going to go.
Well. I don't know. There were... How many of you sent messages to Rodrigo about this decision?
Nope.
Rodrigo reminded me about it when we recorded Munchkinland on Monday.
Oh.
And I told him I had been specifically avoiding it because Ket would be specifically avoiding it.
No, I sent. I've been thinking about it for since the last time we sat down to record, or maybe a little longer than that. From the moment that we made the agreement with the Hogba, and I actually contacted Rodrigo about it.
Been thinking about it.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I'd been. I contacted him once. Didn't get the answer that I wanted, but at least it was a signpost to. But what about you, Matthew?
Well, I'll admit to having communicated with Rodrigo about it. The problem you have to ask is, you know, you say, am I happy about it? There's a difference between being happy about something and feeling like the narrative was well served.
Yeah.
And I think that for a season that had so much headbutting to end the way it did, I think was dramatically appropriate. So I'm never happy about any of the terrible, horrible things Rodrigo heaps upon us, then laughs his evil laugh and goes and drinks a Diet Pepsi. Because you know he does.
No, the aspartame doesn't agree with his sensible tummy.
That's right.
He's a fine man. He's a good man. You know, I wouldn't trade him for three Robs, but...
But would you trade him for two D&D Bryans?
What about half a Rob?
I would trade him for 1.5 Adrianas or 60% of a Steven.
Okay.
Because I got Steven on 11. I need Steven on about 5.5. No. Right now, Rodrigo had me in tears because when he said that the music swells up, I'm hearing the Hulk theme.
Oh, no. I was hearing Penny Whistle from
Titanic.
Oh.
Oh, God, that's horrible. Now I'm crying even more. And I'm still kind of shaking right now.
Well, we didn't get to see the scene where Orm was standing on the edge and dropped the diamond off the edge of the cliff.
I did get to see the scene where he was on the edge.
But you didn't see him drop the diamond off the edge.
I guess not, because it would have just fallen on someone.
I know, and hurt them. One less Eladrin. Dang it.
All fun and games till an Eladrin loses one of those big, freaky eyes. But ask me in a week.
No, I'm asking immediate reactions now.
I'm full of grief and satisfaction, and it's kind of like when you finished. I recently finished Grand Theft Auto, and I hated the way it ended, but I loved the way it ended because I hated the way it ended, and I really loved that. Mm-hmm. So that's how I feel about Rodrigo in general and Critical Hit, Lords of the Feywild, in specific.
Well, is this an ending? I mean, it kind of feels like it could end there.
It could end there.
I'm just putting it out.
No!
I think it intentionally was done so that it could literally end there in case Rodrigo drops dead tomorrow. I don't know.
Yeah, or every single party member has an end to their story right there.
Yeah, it's the much coveted jumping off point.
Oh, no. So is there something you'd like to tell us, Rodrigo?
Is there something I would like to tell you? I'm looking forward to not running something for a while.
My people need me. I'm going back to my home planet.
That's right.
Go, Poochie.
We're
run.
Only going to have like 3 episodes before the next season starts.
That's not true.
Because Adriana's got to run a thing. Brian's got to run a thing.
Well, here's for sure what we are doing.
Rob's grandma needs to run a thing.
Here are some of the things that are going on in the off season, just to kind of give you guys a heads up. We will be playing a prepackaged campaign, so everybody gets an idea of what, you know, you're sitting there in the gaming store or the bookstore, and you see these prepackaged levels 5 through 22 or whatever that the packaged things are. So we are going to be doing one of those. We will also be playing Wrath of Ashardalon. The board game.
What?
Isn't that like the Drizzt game
that we
played last time?
Use the same mechanics.
We will be doing that in the off season, and at least one other thing. And I will tell you this, there will be some new voices that you will hear in some of those games. So those are some things that you can kind of look forward to. Some of the stuff we've kind of had in place for a while. Some other things have kind of come together in the last couple of weeks as we've talked about stuff. But it's not going to be permanent. Don't worry about that. It's just so that people have a different sampling of different player styles and different personalities to see what's coming up next. What else?
What else? yes. I mean, this the game will return at the end of the
off season.
But yes, there are things are going to change.
Things are going to change. Oh no!
Change is bad. I hate change.
Everybody hates change. Obviously, we haven't read the comment section yet because we're recording this before it's actually the previous episode was released. But I am sure that a lot of people have emotions and things to say, and
I'm glad that
people do.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I am so glad that people are passionate about this game of Dungeons and Dragons. People are very passionate about Dungeons and Dragons. I'm super excited, as always, to see that. I'm super excited and happy to see that people are excited specifically about the story that Rodrigo tells, right? Because it's really good. And I'm really glad that people are so passionate about each of the individual characters, right? Whether you love Ket or hate Ket or Orym or Torque or Trell or whoever, there's always, I find it fascinating that there's always somebody's favorite,
mm-hmm.
right? And that there are groups of people that will celebrate that character. And I really love that. I think that that is something that you don't see every day, even in some popular media with popular shows, right? You don't always see it like with the Waltons, right? You don't see people going, well, John Boy's my favorite, or Uncle Bob is my favorite.
Wow.
That's definitely
Waltons.
A reference that all the young kids would
Dude, even
what
congratulations,
that?
Steven. You just gave like 8 extra hits to the Waltons tag on Tumblr.
See, there you go. Because
all
there are
of
not
this.
People who are passionate about those characters.
Are they related to the B Daltons?
No, unfortunately not. The B Waltons.
B Waltons.
But I'm glad that people are passionate about that and that they're willing to share. And I think sometimes some of the angrier comments we get about things that our character has done or that another character has done in the game come out of the fact that people are passionate about this.
I don't know. I don't think we're going to get that many angry comments. Maybe I'm just...
No. I'm talking about throughout this whole season.
Oh, okay.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. When we look at this whole season, I'm not talking about how the story ended, although there may be some people that are upset about that. But,
yeah, I guess.
I bet there'll be a couple.
But, like, you know, the fact
that...
That
upset me.
Yeah, but I think the fact that people throughout the entire season and... What have we done this? Is this 6 years now that we've done this show?
That sounds right.
Wow.
It was
it definitely... Well... 5.5, 6, something like that. It's got to be. Someone can pop up
on
the website.
What episode number are we on?
Episode 1 was where we started.
Are we on?
200. This one will be... good Lord, what episode are we on here? Let me look, because it's somewhat apropos that
I
ran out of...
I think it's been about 4 years.
61, 62, 63, 64.
5 tops.
65, 66, 67, 68... 69, 70, 71. So we're at least at 272 episodes, somewhere around there, more or less.
So a little over 5 years.
Yeah. Mm. Wow. Wow.
Yeah,
that's all I
no
can
kidding,
say.
Wow. Longest game of D&D I've ever been in.
Me too.
That's longer than some of my marriages.
An extreme amount.
That's not that difficult with one of your marriages.
Right. That's longer than all of my marriages.
You don't get to talk about my marriages.
That's longer than 3 of Rob's marriages and 2 of Brian's.
It's longer than my average.
All those marriages.
Wait, no.
And then shorter than Rodrigo's long marriage.
I don't know how music works.
To the mob.
Yes.
There's a big reception.
If there was something... Is there something that you wish Torque would have done different, Matthew, in this season?
Much as Rodrigo doesn't like to give away things that could have happened,
mm-hmm.
I am not comfortable because there's so many variables that go into it. And, you know, many times when we get into it, I think, this is what I'm totally going to do. And then Rob lights the room on fire and Brian says, oh my God, we have 30 seconds to live. And Orm shoots somebody, pew, pew, pew. And there's like nine guys coming down on us. And Trella's like, I'm going to shoot him in the face with a bow. And I'm like, crap, I don't even remember my name. So I'm sure there are, but I'm not going to necessarily go over them. Yar. I know there are things that I wish the bird had done differently. My throat.
Oh, hurt. You Bume, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The bird.
Yeah. Oh, the well, bird, I didn't know if you meant like when Ket was a bird, if you wish there were things that bird would have done differently.
See, we've all been birds except run away. For Orm, I think.
What's that?
I think we've all been birds except for you.
Trell isn't a bird.
Except he played a character called Seven Owlswise.
Yep.
Oh. Adriana has not been a bird yet.
I'm not a bird.
That's right.
Yeah, she's with the web with the webcam. Female. She's given us the bird plenty of times.
Yeah. That's true.
We need to make her a penguin.
She's doing it right now.
Next season. Next season.
What about you, Adriana? What would you have had Trell do something different?
Oh yeah, lots of things.
Give us one thing that you kind of, in hindsight, would have said. Gosh. I mean, it doesn't change. It doesn't change the story. That's the main thing. It doesn't change the story.
I mean, it does.
No. I mean, but it doesn't change what's happened. It's not like it's retroactive. Oh, yeah. What you say is going to retroactively affect the story.
Wait,
maybe we should
let's redo it.
Can it be retroactive? Because
no, it is. It is so too late right now. In so many ways.
Would have had Trell remembered the Feywild thing about not eating stuff.
Yeah.
Like an idiot. Yeah. What else?
No, I agree with you. I honestly wish that Orm had not given in to peer pressure with the Hogba. That's one thing that I still am like, God dang it.
I just blanked. Like, I was trying to... I was distracted.
It's okay.
No, it made the story super interesting.
As I had told you before, I gave Steven the exact same information, and he also didn't do anything about it. So,
yeah. Well, I think, No, I gave into the peer pressure. We're never going to be heard from again. So
Technically, it turned out okay because then we had that support during the fight.
Yeah.
Minus one torque.
I think it's a good trade, frankly. I mean, if you were talking about like reality ripping apart or one of us, I think it makes complete sense. Like, and I'm a very selfish person too. I would be like, no. But if in that position, I'd be like, okay, sure. I mean, I think to do otherwise would be selfish and terrible.
I think the trade was less reality ripping apart and more Orm's mother.
You could see it that way, but to me, it's like we're going into this fight. We need as much support as possible. Like Orm's mom was not a factor to me.
No.
And as much as like Trell cares about people, it wasn't a factor to her either. She's trying to think tactically here, which is, it doesn't seem like an emotional decision, but it is because you're trying to think about the most people that are going to get murdered by this thing.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So,
Tactically, that's the way it is. But I think the actual trade-off, though, was we traded Torque's life for Orm's mother's life is what the actual story trade-off ended up being.
Mm-hmm. I don't think we know that, honestly.
We don't. And Rodrigo is just wicked enough to.
I'm sure he would have killed like the whole family.
Yeah, to be honest, if it wasn't Camus, it was Orm's mother who I would have pegged as the second one to be dead in that party, which would have caused the Orm's dad to just fly into a rage.
Could have, yeah.
That's how I would have seen it.
I would just see...
I was honestly, though, secretly hoping the Hogba would have died.
Don't think that would have...
As the deus ex machina of the entire story.
He said nobody's that lucky.
I know.
I mean, I was wondering about that in the, like, I don't know. I still am not sure, like, if I made the right decision with the Baltanok.
Yeah, you did.
I mean, things turned out okay. So I guess technically she made the right decision, but, like, Trell didn't know what was going to happen. It's like, it made logical sense, for her, but, you know, I'm sure she's not sure if that was the correct decision or not. I'm not sure. But other than that, like, yeah, I think everything else I could stick with.
Okay. What about you, Brian?
About which aspect?
The thing that you wish your character had not done, or if you kind of have a regret on.
Not met these weirdos.
Within this season?
He would be intact.
Could have kept his arms.
Yeah. I don't know about this season. I have no regrets there.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Not even... I still feel bad about those people in Tuberville, man.
Oh. I guess there is that.
Yeah, it's... yeah.
There you go, Steven.
What you don't know is that Randus hated them.
Probably.
Yeah, stupid tuber jerks.
People in Tuberville were mean to him. They wouldn't sell him Weasel from the Weasel stand, and they were all like,
Orym will now never see Pretty Boy ever again.
They're his high school rivals, is what we don't know.
That's right.
They deserve to be devoured by demons.
The Tuberville Weasels and the...
Randus went to Radish State.
And, Rob, what about you?
Attacking Trell.
Oh, in the square?
Yeah, in the square when she tackled Ket. Ket shouldn't have pulled the whip on her. Ket should have teleported and killed off the monster.
That would have worked out so much better.
It kind of would have.
It would have. Fight, the entire thing became everybody is mad at Ket for attacking Trell. That's what it became. If Ket had teleported and killed the monster,
oh yeah, yeah, because
it would have been an entirely different discussion.
All the characters, probably. The characters pulled Ket aside after that and was like, "Knock that crap off, man."
I thought he was going to.
Yeah, I know what you thought he was going to say. No. Ket lost that fight. He wants to go back and win that fight. He doesn't want to not have the fight.
Yeah.
Like, there's a way in which Ket could have avoided the conflict.
Yes.
That's not what he wants.
No.
He wants to have won the conflict.
He wants to put the conflict to bed.
And it's not because Ket still felt 100% in the right when he was doing everything. Not attacking his ally would have made him feel more justified in what he was doing.
Well, and there are people who agree with you on that. I mean,
yeah, like I regretted that decision a little bit later that night when
I teleported. It was so great to see Rob's face at that moment. I was looking right at him, where Torg is like, "Ket, you're not walking past me," and Rob's like, "Well, I teleport," and then he's like. And you can't see my face right now, but it was like,
oh, I could have done that, like, before.
Yep, just watching it dawn on Rob that he could have done that earlier and travel back in time and win that fight.
Rob, you bastard!
Hey, Randus is a time machine. Have Randus take him back.
It is so too late. So thoroughly too late for so many things.
That is the funniest and saddest thing I've ever heard.
What is what is the most frustrating thing about this season?
Can we talk about positive things this season?
Well, we're gonna get these out of the way.
What would you have done differently? What was the most frustrating thing?
Let's see. We still have a lot of time to go.
Move on. Next question.
No, I don't think so.
I wasn't frustrated by Trell.
My most frustrating thing actually happened in Malgublistan.
Mm-hmm.
I wrote it down.
Yeah, there you go.
The only thing you wrote down this entire season.
Nope.
And the last
dwarf
two
from my Dream Lizard Army. Also a twig.
You know what was was
that's right. He's also got like two names on there from the previous season still.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep. Actually, I've got a crap ton of names from when we were in
the ship.
Yeah.
No. The
Sage Coast.
Shalai.
After Sage Coast.
Oh.
Tribal area. Yeah,
Seven clans.
Seven clans. That one. But no,
he's got a whole. All just nouns. They don't really mean anything.
I know, right?
Claw. No,
like my most frustrating. Like you had set up a number of things where I was like, okay, I know how we can get out of this. I'm going to feed the goblins the human people that betrayed the Diamond Throne.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was my out. That was what I was planning. I'm ready to go. I've got this. And then we're out of there. I'm like, but I had this.
Well, like, now. Like,
yeah, you could have. There could have been back and forth there.
That's not a door that's closed.
Yeah. Well, not now.
You got time now.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't need to do that anymore.
I suppose so.
There's like time
at the time, it was
now.
Like, okay, here's my out for how we're getting out of this situation. Yeah. I give
in
them
that situation. I was literally about to go. Trell's going to see if she can just kill these people because I was asking like, how many people are in the room? The doors are shut.
Yeah,
they
yeah.
weren't though.
It's like,
yeah.
I was just like, I think we could kill the leader before.
We might have been able to kill the leader, but we wouldn't have survived that combat.
Yeah, but it would have been a way to go.
By
the most
goblins.
Frustrating thing for me was
like
the fact
most Paragon
that
tier.
We loaded up a wagon with a million pounds of metal and rode, and then 3 weeks into it, somebody thought to ask, hey, how long will it take to get there?
Yeah.
And his answer is like 13 years. No, we never thought to ask before we loaded up. And had all.
If we're sharing, the most frustrating thing for me was the fact that every time you guys sat down to make the magic items, like maybe one would pop out. And it's like, let's just load everything up into a van and hope that we like come across someplace else where we can build magic items.
Well, I do remember the fact that
we
had the discussion.
This episode.
We had the discussion no less than three times that we could not retrofit Torque's existing axe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we'd do a session and then we'd come back like a week or two later. And then we'd sit down and somebody would say, okay, let's retrofit this axe.
Yeah, nobody, that's the thing. Nobody ever wrote anything down. Yeah, and if they did, they lost it. So.
Excuse you. Yep. I wrote lots of things down.
All right. And if you did you write lots of things down, nobody listened to you.
I think like the whole, like, it's like that thing with Randis, like going to go check on Randis's parents was like, kind of mind-blowing, because we, as players, knew that the situation was not that bad,
right. But
we didn't hear what Randis heard in character.
Right.
Like, so there was no way we couldn't go, like, oh, Randis, actually shut up.
Right.
Yes.
Well,
nobody could say that.
From Orym's standpoint, he sees a friend who is freaked out. It has to do with his family. Mm. Orym has just had a tremendous blowout with his family and is trying to say, hey, let's make sure that his family at least is okay.
Yep.
I think Ket made his entire point clear of, you know, Randis, as long as he wasn't clear on whether or not his family was alive,
was not useless.
That was Torque. Randis was compromised.
Mm. Yeah.
It was a simple fix.
But if, like, the characters, I think that situation would have been different if the characters
had been privy to that,
yeah, had known what that conversation sounded like. We would have been like, listen, we would have known that, like, Randis is like a mama's boy or something, and that, like, loses his tiny little mind. His adorable
Still so frustrated about the parasitic sword. Every time
know,
that thing
right?
is just like,
oh.
It's become the albatross that just kind of keeps hanging around. And
perfect time. And then just... Oh,
don't worry. You'll have plenty of time to...
Kill friends.
Yes, kill friends. Now that they've choked me out and left me.
See, but now you can't kill them because they're not your friends anymore.
Yay! And the sword doesn't want you to kill those jerks you used to like.
Yeah.
It's not kill your former acquaintances.
What was your favorite thing about this season, Rodrigo?
My favorite thing about this season was probably all the despair in your faces at various points. I mean, there are things that I'm there are reactions that I'm trying to elicit. There are, like, I want you, sometimes
for,
I want you
for
guys.
For your amusement?
Well, for
our
the sake
of enjoyment or for our listeners?
All of those. Yeah.
Not
of those.
Our enjoyment.
Definitely your enjoyment.
All of our tears.
Like, this party. Game is an actual emotional roller coaster.
Yeah, it is.
Every time that I kick out your legs from under you, that's actually something that makes it so much better when your characters actually succeed. I'd like to think, anyway. So there were times when the game worked, when I did something and you guys reacted the way that I hope you would, where you were concerned for your characters, where you were tense about what was going to happen. That's really what makes it for me, because then things are working.
Mm-hmm.
Plenty of times too, where like I was like, haha, look at this. And you guys had the exact opposite reaction that I expected. Either everybody was like, I was like, here are two difficult choices. And everybody was like, hey.
That one.
Yeah.
Yep. Or just ignore them or just whatever.
Yeah. We'll choose C. It's like when you point at a TV to try and get your dog to look at the dog on the TV, but he's looking at your hand instead of looking at the TV, no matter how hard you point. That's really the metaphor. Yep.
I think that's pretty appropriate, yes.
Yeah. What about you, Rob?
My favorite thing about the season?
Yes.
I like seeing the world kind of... Well, I like seeing the world...
Yes.
Become
expand.
More.
Yes.
Get expanded. Like seeing everything outside of Diamond Throne.
Mm-hmm.
I also like seeing the world kind of fall to shit. Like where everything, especially around the Diamond Throne area, everything's falling apart. And we've got... I really like the political intrigue aspect. That's why I was so excited to try and betray the betrayers to the goblins.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I also just liked that last conflict about who was going, because every single person's like, I'm going. Kat's like, I'm not going.
Yeah.
Well, this makes that a little easier at least.
I vote not Kat.
My favorite thing about this season was having Adriana join us.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That was the best part.
Aww.
Mine too, because it added a different dynamic, and it really made the wheel turn in a completely different way, which I thought was really amazing. And the best part of it, my favorite characters on most of the shows that I love are the ones who show up halfway through and have to catch up to speed.
Yeah, Cousin Oliver.
Cousin Oliver. No, not Cousin Oliver.
Why not Cousin
but
Oliver?
But like Season 3 of Star Trek Deep Space Nine, Worf shows up, and we know Worf. Worf is a character we know, but he completely destroys all the dynamics, and they have to rebuild all of the character interactions, and they've added this whole new thing, and it's like you have to learn to drive your tricycle now that it's a quadricycle.
I'm really flattered to be compared to Worf.
Yeah.
No, I'm serious. I am. I'm a big Star Trek fan.
And I think most importantly is when we got to the end, I'm not saying that everything went perfectly, but there are a lot of things that came up and came up and came up, and maybe kind of got at least a temporary thing to it. So, you know, if we have another season and we aren't all dead, by the way, if we are dead, I called the bird. But, he won't let me do that. He hates the voice. That's cool. But I think that, you know...
The Bumin Glaw show.
As these things... Yes, Bumin Glaw! Bumin Glaw wrote Cops!
Bumin Glaw 2016.
Bumin Glaw. Bumin Glaw Cop Rock?
Oh, no, boy.
Bumin Glaw just walking the earth like in Kung Fu, no. Except one is flying and one is kind of slurking along like a wacky wall walker.
Yeah. Brian, what about you? What was your favorite part? I mean, it's 2 years worth of story, so
it is.
You know, narrowing it down to one is really tough.
Well, I would also say the addition of Adriana and the introduction of Trell would be my favorite part of this season. You know, I also liked, you know, being
I'm
able
just
to
in so much trouble because that's not what I said.
I think that's why he went with you and then me.
Yeah.
So as he could throw us under the bus.
Yep.
You, because, you know, he needs to throw you under the bus on occasion. Me, because I'm supposed to get thrown under the bus every single time he can.
You guys opened your own mouth.
It's rare that we actually get the
personally,
upper
I was going to use Adriana's addition for one of the earlier questions, but I felt that was a little too mean.
Rob.
Biggest mistake.
Oh, Rob. Why do you got to ruin a nice moment like this where we're all ready
because
to hug?
He's Rob.
And then you
because
rip
I'm
one
Rob.
Off and we all have to run away in horror.
Rob is actually an acronym for ruining our brohood. That's why
I like that one.
Not for nothing is his name a metaphor for stealing all the joy.
Anyways, so, Brian was saying nice things about me.
Yes. Having you on the show is great. I love it. Also, I enjoyed, you know, being able to explore a bit more of Randus's, you know, story.
Human side?
Yeah, human side.
Former side?
Human.
Former.
Well, I'm curious, Adriana, what your thoughts are now that you have that you've been part of this for 2 years, and do you like it? Do you not like it?
Oh, I love it. It's so fun. It's really stressful. It was really hard on me for a while, which I think I've talked about before.
Right.
But
well, everybody here likes you, so you don't have to be stressed about it.
I don't know. I don't think Rodrigo's that into me. I wasn't his favorite part about the season, so.
He's the one that invited you, so.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, I told him to. I was like, dude, we need to get that Super Future Friends girl in here. And he's like, no.
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 Yeah, and of course, my first reaction was, Kristen?
He was like fighting me on it all the way, and I finally talked him into it.
He did. He actually hacked my email address and contacted you. It was actually Matthew.
Hello, I am Rodrigo. Yep. How are you?
And that's why it sounded like that when you opened that email.
No, it's great. I like I really like being part of it. I've drawn a lot of things that I normally wouldn't have drawn. I'm really excited by the universe.
Yeah.
And, you know, I started out as a fan, and this universe is, like, really exciting. And this season was a really exciting expansion to the universe already, and was really interesting to see. And Rodrigo, I think, really got to flex his creative muscles even more than he has previously. Because like we went to like so many different places and saw so many different cultures this season, way more than any other season. There was so much world building, and it was all like stuff. I'm like, you know, I'm a big like world building fan. So
you got to do a lot of it too.
Yeah, that was fun. I do really enjoy world building. So. And building characters is really fun for me. So getting to like basically write a character, it's been a very new experience. Like I've written lots of characters before and made lots of characters before and played lots of characters before, but never on the fly. And it's been a really amazing experience.
Good. Well, I'm glad that you're here, and I hope that you are with us for years to come.
Oh. How about you, Steven? Answer some of these questions.
Yeah.
I've answered what my favorite part was. I was the first one to say that you were the best part of this show. And I said that the parasitic sword was my most frustrating part. And I wish that Orm hadn't have succumbed to peer pressure and drank that whatever it was that was in the Hogba's cup. Or I can't remember if I drank or if it was something that I ate. I think we ate something.
Yeah. I think I almost ate some bread at first. I think we all like ended up eating at the same time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We all ended up stuck eating. It was just
That
one moment where it's like,
So let me ask you.
Yes.
Let me ask you this. If we come back next season and we're like all expecting to jump back into our characters and Rodrigo's like, nope. You guys are playing different characters from this same world.
Playing cats.
And you will never hear from your characters again.
I won't believe him for a second.
I'll believe him.
No, I'll believe him that we play other characters. Yeah. Don't get me wrong on that. He's just evil enough to, you know, hand you a character and say, here, you're a damn bird now. But I think that to say that we'll never see these characters again would be disingenuous.
No, I believe him. I believe him.
No, I don't. And we're throwing never around a lot, and never say never. I mean, one of the major players in this season was expressly stated to be an urban legend in a previous season.
That's Slender Man?
Yeah. No!
But would Ryan's you guys be okay with that? Premise. Would you just be like, yeah, no, I need to see my character fully develop into a god.
Into a cat god.
Now Rom has to change his paragon.
I call not Striker. Damn it.
Give Rob the control. Calling my thing is I've played a lot of characters in a lot of games in a lot of systems for a lot of jerks. And, you know, I like the system and I like the jerk that runs this game. If you hand me a new character, yeah, I'll be sad and there'll be a sense of you know, missing Twerk necessarily. But I don't think it'll be a heartbreaking eternal grief. I think it'll be how can I make this next schmuck as interesting as the schmuck that I just stopped playing.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, that's, you know, just me.
Yeah. All right, everybody. I think we've gone long enough. I think this is a good kind of really quick post wrap. I'm sure Rodrigo is getting ready to write up in the next week or so his end of season article for MajorSpoilers.com.
Yeah.
So be on the lookout for that. You can send us emails, podcast@MajorSpoilers.com. We do read them all. We don't respond to them all, but we do read them all, and we'll have an email mailbag session coming up soon that we can go over that. Probably next week we probably ought to do that because it's been about 3 months since we've done a mailbag. Off season will begin soon and we will see what happens then. Please use the comment section. I mean, maybe you have some responses to some of the questions that we talked about here. Again, always keep it civil. Nobody likes a troll. Well, maybe somebody does.
But only if you're an actual
but
troll.
But only if you're an actual
you're
troll.
You're like green. And...
Yeah. Live under the bridge.
Yeah.
Eat goats. But yeah, we love hearing from you and using the comment section. We hope that now that there's going to be some time before the next season that you get some more of your friends on board. Critical Hit. There is some person, I forget who it was on Twitter, literally within a 2-week period, burned through every single episode of Critical Hit.
You have that. How?
It's like
two or three times doing that.
Yeah,
there's a couple people on Tumblr that went through the entirety of the show in less than a month.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And there was one person who, I think on Monday was like, I'm going to start listening to your show. And by Wednesday, they were already past episode 40.
Yeah.
Jeez. Yeah. That's a lot.
Well, some people have jobs that allow them to listen to podcasts.
And maybe your cubicle mate would like to also listen to this podcast, so please spread the good word. We don't know when the next season will start, but it's going to be a while, and we hope that you enjoy the off-season. So until next time, here's hoping all of your dice rolls are critical hits.
Network. For more information about this and other shows, visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.
You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavor swirling together with cold brew topped with a velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles. And that imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. Participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.
You love podcasts. The stories, the laughs, the unexpected turns. But when this episode ends, the silence starts. Not anymore. Audiobooks.com turns that silence into your next great adventure. With over 450,000 titles, from bestsellers to hidden gems, your love for listening just found its new best friend. And because you already know the joy of audio, we're giving you 3 free audiobooks to start your journey. Imagine your favorite podcast, now with unlimited episodes. That's audiobooks.com. Keep the story going. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. Because for podcast lovers like you, the end of an episode is just the beginning. That's audiobooks.com/podcast FREE.